Good morning, Reno, Vazo.
Good morning,
Miriam.
We got some exciting fresh news, right?
Exciting fresh news, yes. First of all, I'm just back, so I'm catching up from only the last 3 days. And I haven't made it all through the 80 pages of email yet, but I'm working my way backwards.
80 pages.
At least. I thought I was coming to the end, but I finally found that there was much more. So yesterday was interesting because we had an all-team meeting, the first in a long time, a kind of a review of how we are functioning and where we are lacking still in work and et cetera, et cetera. So it was very good because we talked about things that needed to improve within the team, and somehow nobody really lost their temper and everybody agreed to try and put those improvements into practice.
So positive.
Nobody lost the temper. This is a very important point, no?
Yeah. It is helpful because generally, you know, when you bring up tricky questions and when there's a bit of self-criticism or other people criticizing you, people get defensive, and it's difficult to go beyond that and move past that to something more positive. And I felt like yesterday it seemed to be quite good.
So is Miriam, is a good news, huh?
That's a really good news, yeah.
Okay, so the good news about that was that we had decided we're going to spend Friday mornings, we're going to set aside a time to talk about really realigning ourselves philosophically, because if we continue to work like this the way we are, we seem to sometimes be working counterproductively towards each other, because even though letters are written and discussions may have been had, the more deeper philosophical discussions have not been had, and those are actually needed so that then when we decide on the priorities and on the next year's development, we don't have to keep working against each other. So there's many topics like that, like roads, galaxy plan, etc., that need to be discussed by ourselves together, and so that we are clear on what our how we feel about certain things we have, and then also to divide that input from technical input to more maybe opinion, as it were. And I think it's important to look at that, because otherwise, even if you say yeah, I agree, but in your heart of hearts you don't agree, actually we are not all pulling in the same direction, and the development or any progress or any team feeling is compromised.
A waste of time.
So I think this is very good that we've decided to set one time a week to discuss each of these particular topics. I'm very happy about that. The other thing that we were discussing is, of course, prioritizing them. So first of all, we need to discuss them, and then we need to prioritize them, and then we need to be flexible with the priorities and with the needs of the moment. And those are the things that we're going to have to look at. I mean, in this also comes the whole thing of the direction of Auroville. Where do we want to go? What do we want to be emphasizing of the values? And that's not just an avenir of, certainly it's a discussion that we have to have, but it's also a discussion that has to take place with the entire community. So I think we're trying to do it within ourselves first, and then we would like to share that with the rest of the community so we can, you know, move forward in a very clear way.
Did you speak about the politic of exchange of the lands?
No, the big, we didn't talk about that yet, and that is definitely going to be one of the things that are on our list. The main important topics that were on the list and yesterday that were also presented to the members of the governing board and the international advisory committee that are here, it's not a full panel, but Amita Mera was here, Dudu Dien, Mark Tully, I believe, also was here, Julian Lyons, Aster Patel, and Karan Singh, I think, was a bit feeling like no point for a meeting when there's a lack of apex bodies in Auroville presented right now. The council is on its way out. The new working committee has not yet been selected, etc. So for Karan Singh, I think he felt that there was no point really to have a meeting at this juncture.
So that was the reason that governing body is not meeting it,
No, that wasn't the meeting, but there was a concern that they, you know, like how effective is it really going to be, etc. But anyway, there was quite a lot of people that were here, so they carried on with the amount of people that were here. Personally, I think it was a wise decision, because otherwise a lot of energy has to go into preparing these meetings, and if you have them twice a year, there's also not much time to act on the recommendations or concerns that are brought into the meeting. You know, then we're just spending more time actually presenting problems than
working
on solutions. So I was quite happy that you know, we didn't have to go through the whole thing again, because it's a huge amount of work. This year, however, the things that they did present was definitely a discussion on presenting the 5-year plan, which we had been already presented to the community, as well as the main focus is land protection of the Greenbelt, and in December we hope that we'll have a bioregional master plan which will fuse with the Greenbelt master plan and will be based on conservation of water for the general bioregion. A lot of the International Advisory Committee people are very concerned always that Oroville is too insular and doesn't do enough with the bioregion. Of course, these are rather superficial views from people that visit from the outside, because when one lives here, one faces altogether quite different challenges in the situation. And perhaps it's not as simplistic as it's viewed from the outside. In that line, I'd like to bring up the recent strike we've had trying to build the rest of the plaza road in front of the solar kitchen, and we have been blocked for months and months and months by the lorry cartel of Erinchavadi, and that has been a very trying and wasteful period. But of course, these are all very interesting things, because if we do not set up proper both systems of protection and values now, we are, as we're going to keep growing, just face these problems for more and more. ¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó?
It was one of the two complaints of the popular international citizen, that's, you know. So it was what's happened in the solar kitchen, because we go each day there, and we realize that there is some problem with stone, with so we, if there is a queue, for example, we will be killed by car that they are there.
It's interesting that you say that, Wazo, because I've written an article on the same about 10 years ago, wondering about the design of the Crown Road in front of the solar kitchen, and precisely the lack of thought by that, you know, they just... they say the solar kitchen is 10 meters too far forward. Well, you know, the solar kitchen is there and we're putting in the road, so why can't we move the road 10 meters forward? That just is beyond me. But apparently, if we move the road 10 meters forward, people will have to walk a little bit further around.
Miriam, you agree with me. There is all the time a queue. Sometimes they are completely on the Crown Road. So what will happen? There will have cars. There will
there
will stop something. But we what's happening? The motorbike will go on the in front of the solar kitchen. Is the complaint of the international gentleman and woman citizen? Okay, this was one.
Well, so let me answer your question, because now you're only talking, but you're not waiting for answers. So yes, in fact, there is a cow grave.
We are enervated, madame.
You can be enervated. Let me answer your question, please. There is a cow grate where is the entrance of the solar kitchen. Cow grate. The cow grate means pipes in the ground to prevent the cars from crossing. The cows from crossing.
The existing one.
So that will go back when the new road comes in. So that will already give a sense of a barrier, and there will be moving traffic. The parking for the motorcycles is going to be placed on different sides, but it is going to be in effect a kind of shared space, which is a new concept in Germany and everywhere else, which we have the old concept in India, where you share the road with a cow, a motorcycle, a car, and many pedestrians. And this is normal and not new, and people keep saying, but this will never work in India, but in fact it works all over India.
Okay, thank you.
We're sure the space is all over.
Yeah. And I have another concern about the circularity of the crown road. Yeah. This is my personal concern.
This is the second complaint.
That there is too much speed on the crown road, and also it's very important at this stage of planning, I feel, and this I will bring up in my team, that we do not make useful roads until we are able to control who and what traffic goes on that road. If we have a circular road today on Oroville that links, say, Alankopam, Edenchavadi to Kulapalayam, everybody is going to be using that road. That is not in our best interest. We would do better right now to strengthen the bypass roads. And in fact, Avenir is planning on working on these, and they're in our road priority, which we will be publicizing. It already exists, but will be re-emphasized pretty soon. I expect Rolf will be making an article on that.
Okay, the second complaint about the international citizen is what's happened about the traffic. It was there. I forgot completely what...
I think it has more to do with the diet at the solar kitchen that you're complaining, and nothing to do with Lavinia.
That was garbage petition.
The garbage petition is very interesting. Now that Bindu has taken forward the work of coordination, a lot is happening. We're waiting for the local elections to be over, but the petition has been signed by over 2,000 Orovillians and has been taken to outreach schools to go into the village. We were hoping to do it after the election, because right now anybody that comes with a piece of paper, it's viewed as an election thing, and why aren't you running, and it becomes a political thing. So we decided to wait for that to be over, and then we can harness the effective power of the women's groups in the village and Oroville Village Action and various other volunteers and youth groups that are very interested in and are beginning to have a conscious awareness of environmental issues. And that I find very, very exciting.
I'm still lost in my list of complaints. There is so many complaints that I'm lost for today. So maybe I have one maybe that you can answer, because I know you have all time an answer for all questions. So I have one. What's happened with the cigarette shop in Kulapalayam?
Yeah, that is a very unfortunate thing, because it seems that Oroville has decided to remove accounts in Lakshmanan's shop in Kulapalayam. And this was a very helpful thing for many of us who were purchasing matches, cigarettes, Coca-Cola, etc. And now they've trimmed down this shop to a meager ribbons and oranges shop. And for us, at least in the village, we could get many, many thousands of rupees of credit. And we felt like at least they knew us, whereas in Oroville, after 2,000 rupees, your account is closed. So we're very disappointed that these economic sanctions have been force-fed because of moral reasons that Orovillians shouldn't sell cigarettes, etc., and also that it gave that shop perhaps an unfair advantage to other Tamil Oroville-owned shops in the villages. And but I think this was a sad mistake, and in fact Oroville should have devised a way to procure some taxes from the purchases and not cut out the service, which we really, most of us really miss, because when you're living on a maintenance, it's very, very important to have alternative kind of economical possibilities, especially like if you can float 1,000 rupees here, 1,000 rupees there, especially if you have like a taxi to pay for a returning airport trip or something like that. We need these sort of things. So not only does the Oroville economy punish you by not allowing you to work for what you need, but secondly, the few other advantages that we managed to get through our neighborly relations, they have also managed to cut. So I don't know, FMC, BCC and all are not thinking clearly.
Okay. So it was, I think it's enough for today about complaint. We got some other complaints, but I think it's already 15 minutes of interview about Avenir. What's up? Last update about L'Avenir for next week, this week? You have something this week to speak about?
Oh, I think we're going to continue with our Wednesday open. Every 2 weeks we have an open house. Last Wednesday nobody showed up because it was a holiday, but we will definitely continue doing that.
This Wednesday on 19 you will hold open
house. Yeah, and we will do it every second Wednesday.
Despite the elections.
It's every second Wednesday of the month, and I don't have a very good calendar in my mind. The two things I'd like to mention is by December 2011, we should be finished with the bioregional plan, and by March 2012, our five-year plan should be complete and presented, and there should be interaction with the community by then before that, yeah.
This is one. The second one, I saw that Jacqueline is back. For some months?
Absolutely, she's back. I have no idea what she's doing, but she seems busy.
Okay. And there is also something, Rolf came back also.
Rolf is back, and there was a discussion of removing him from the development group and putting him in the planning group, which I think really definitely has been shortchanged since Lata has left. We're already one member short. Pierre is not very well. So we're definitely lacking help in the planning department, and we've also asked for a greater membership presence in the office because a lack of team spirit is felt when members do not participate actively in the office. About Jacqueline, I have no idea what she's busy.
She's talking about the cultural zone development.
Very good.
We hope to work more and more about the cultural zone development. It will be the next topic of the next week. What's up in the cultural zone?
Thank you very much, Wazo. Thank you, Miriam.
Thank you both.